following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, let's talk pillow top beds.
All right, suddenly I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Well, get comfortable, because I'm talking the kind of comfy pillow top bed you can find at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Go on.
I'm talking 8 hours of shut-eye and a cloud of bliss.
Cloud of bliss? Cloud of bliss? What kind of catchphrase is that? You got to rebound from that.
You want to talk rebounds? La Quinta pillow top bed. That's how I rebound.
Oh, I'm with you.
Well, I hope not, Greeny. I prefer to bunk alone.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Book your next stay at LQ.com.
You should wake up to eggs, you see, because they'll give you energy, and they'll keep you fuller longer, and might leave you feeling stronger. And did I mention vitamin D? If I didn't, shame on me. The incredible edible egg.
And with Easter coming too, there's so much that you can do. You can paint them, you can glue them, you can stick some stuff onto them. Once we made our egg belt with a little piece of felt, the incredible edible egg.
Learn more at facebook.com/incredible.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. NCAA Tournament Week continues here at Cunningham's. Come on in and enjoy some great lunch today and watch the NCAA Tournament, which at this time tomorrow will just about be ready to tip off with the first games across the country on the opening day. We had two games last night, and one of them more exciting than the other. In fact, I think, Randy, we thought that maybe St. Mary's and Middle Tennessee would be a little more exciting, and St. Mary's took care of Middle Tennessee by 13 last night, so they'll advance to play Memphis. North Carolina A&T looked like they were going to pull away, and then Liberty ended up having a chance to win the ball game at the buzzer, but North Carolina A&T wins, and now they play Louisville in the next round of the tournament. Two more games tonight. James Madison, who will be without their leading scorer and rebounder in the first half of the game, suspended for a non-basketball related incident. They take on LIU Brooklyn. That's Long Island University Brooklyn. That's at 5:40.
Then Blackbirds, baby, the Blackbirds.
And LaSalle will play after that.
Going with the Blackbirds in that one.
I watched it last night.
That one game was outstanding. Yeah, but what's the game everybody's talking about today? It is not the NCAA tournament game. Everybody's talking about what happened at Kentucky.
It's patheticism by college athletes. It's, you know, Kentucky, if you didn't want to be there, just say so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was just...
Well, you see that with bowl games. You'll see that with a team that thinks that they're going to be able to play. What was Nebraska rooting for? Nebraska was rooting that maybe Georgia wasn't really anxious to be in their bowl game because they wanted to play for the national championship. So it happens in college football. That happens in the NCAA, in the NIT tournament a lot.
But this is different. This is different, and here's why. Those are major college football programs that are playing a month after the season has ended in most cases. These are college basketball teams that have played within the last 10 days, and they are – there's a big difference. You're not going to see Kentucky and Robert Morris playing in a college football game. There are 360-some basketball teams. There's 125 football teams. You would never see this matchup. And I really think it's
sad. You wouldn't see somebody play it at their football field where they get to sell the tickets. I mean, you wouldn't see that either.
That should have been another reason for Kentucky to say, you know what,
the world's against us, we're going to go get it.
The thing about the NIT is if you can survive that first round, those are the teams that you're going to see upsets in the first round. And I get that, but this is off the charts. Everybody was talking about it. It's not like this snuck up on Kentucky. Everybody was talking about it. What an opportunity this was. And Kentucky should have been able to use that as a rallying cry. They just didn't show up. They didn't want to be there. And they're down 10-0. I'll tell you this, UNK or pick, you know, maybe not 7-18 UNK, but a Division II team could beat Robert Morris. There's no doubt about it in my mind that they could beat Robert Morris. That is the same thing as Robert Morris beating Kentucky. But it's the NIT, and I, whatever. Kentucky, you didn't want to be there. You shouldn't have gotten
the
bus. Well,
clearly they didn't. And Calipari said as much. I have my issues with him, but at least he nailed it this one. He said if they would have hit the shot that won it at the buzzer, that would have been a shame. It would have been a shame that his team won, because clearly Robert Morris wanted it more than his team did. His team didn't deserve to win, and I think he nailed it on the head.
Coming up on the program today, we'll head out to Las Vegas to talk to Mike Perenio of Mandalay Bay, the czar of the race and sports book out there, to get the perspective on the tournament from a Vegas standpoint. We'll talk with Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning, because the Division I national tournament gets underway this weekend down the road in Des Moines, and we'll talk a little wrestling with Mark. We had Dan Hartlib, the head coach at Illinois, scheduled for the hour today. He had to postpone that. We will have him later on in the week, but we will talk to the Illinois head baseball coach as Nebraska will open up Big Ten play there this weekend. And in a moment, we'll talk with UNK athletic director John McBride on our Loper Link, and we will kind of go into that in a presidential type of mode here. The president released his bracket this morning. It's never going to be too crazy, because then – if you pick an upset, everybody can say, well, why did you down on our school in our state? So it's pretty chalk, but he does pick Indiana over Louisville for the national championship, and he had Florida and Ohio State in his Final Four. His really only kind of upset is he picked Michigan over Kansas in the Sweet 16.
There's a lot of things I wonder about. Why do we care? I mean, okay, fine, he released his bracket, but why do we care? And I'm not pinning it on him or any other president. Why do we care? Why do we care if a made for cable TV show has somebody that remotely looks like the president who is playing Satan? I mean, we're supposed to care? Really?
Hey, Bill Clinton liked music. Barack Obama, he likes basketball.
Yeah, and he is probably the most sports involved president we've had since Nixon. Nixon was huge into football.
And you know what? It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. I don't even have to ask John McBride, but I will. I know who John McBride has winning the tournament for two reasons. Because UNK played him in the non-conference in the preseason, and because he's been at Florida, and a lot of people like Florida. What do you think, John? Florida wins it all this year?
If people are waiting for my bracket picks, they're going to have to wait a while, because I don't do bracket picks.
Well, welcome to the show. We've got a few things we want to talk about here. The winter sports season has wrapped up, obviously, since we last talked. The sun is actually out today, and both the Loper and baseball and softball teams are at home. For the softball team, it's the first time, and for the baseball team, it really seems like the first time, John.
Yeah, that's true. I have one quick question. Can Florida play Michigan State in the final?
Well, yes, they can. Yes, they can.
There's my sentimental pick, because my best man is the number two guy at Michigan State, and with my Florida ties, I'll go with that as his final championship game.
That could happen.
And it's not unreasonable.
No,
it's not. That's not unreasonable.
It's not unreasonable at all. So we'll put that one down for our president / athletic director, John McBride. But John, just getting back to the sports here at UNK, baseball team, going through lots of struggles by being on the road all this time because of the weather, and they have weathered the storm really well.
Literally. 15 out of 18 games on the road, and at 900 or at 500 at 9-9 on the season is pretty good, and above 500 in the league at 9-7 I think is very solid, depending on if you look at what they've gone through. So I think they've, you know, kept their focus. Got a doubleheader with Fort Hays State at 1:00 today. I think everybody should enjoy whatever good weather they can this week before it gets to the weekend, because it doesn't look good. Kudos to going down to Central Missouri last week and getting a win on the road in baseball at Central Missouri is pretty impressive. That broke a 31-game MIAA winning streak. So I think they know that the Lopers can play baseball.
John, obviously, since last time we talked to you, the winter sports season has wrapped up, and you know, obviously, national championship for the UNK wrestling program, the highlight of the winter sports season. Just want to give you an opportunity to talk about what Coach Bauer was able to do for UNK.
Well, back-to-back national championships anytime is quite a feat, and to keep the team focused, to fill the holes where you need to. And bring some people in that were able to contribute and get some points. And what's awesome is you see Brock Kutu, who probably wasn't projected to get any points, you know, score about 17 or 18 points at 141 and get to, you know, the third place match. It's pretty impressive when a team pulls together like they did and captured a national championship. But, you know, Rafion winning a national championship and, you know, being able to defend that national championship and was an awesome performance. Wish I could have been there, but it was neat to watch it on unfold on television. Quite a race with St. Cloud State is in Notre Dame. I know the Lopers will be fighting for national championships year in and year out, and that's when you do it on a repetitive basis and repeat your successes. That's when you know you got a consistent and championship level program.
Also, the wrestling and the track was at the same place at the same time, and we had a couple of All-Americans in indoor track who were going to try and make some noise in the outdoor track season.
Marissa Bongers finished third in the 800, and Dylan Schroat finished seventh in the heptathlon. Two strong performances, and sports festival. You know, they've had some problems in the past with some aspects of the sports festival, but from all indications, Birmingham did a nice job in hosting that event. Great facility. Events ran pretty smoothly. So that went better than the last time we participated in a sports festival. And that's good to hear because they had a good championship experience down there.
We talked a lot about track and wrestling. The other programs that were in operation during the winter sports season that just wrapped up, men's and women's basketball, where would you kind of assess how their season was and where their program is at right now?
Well, that's, you know, it's an ongoing assessment, obviously, and everybody's disappointed to finish with the records that we did. It was a tougher task this year with the start of the MIAA play, but you know, both teams were competitive and battled and were in a number of games that didn't go their way, and had they made a shot instead of the other team missed a shot at the end, we would have you know, been planning a postseason tournament. You know, there was a lot asked of both programs in making the change over between the RMAC and the MIAA, and the MIAA from top to bottom is just a stronger conference, no question about it. And we have to build the numbers. We have to get there and give both programs a chance to be competitive and have some success. So we're going to roll up our sleeves, raise some funds in both programs, and work side by side with our coaches. As long as they're willing to continue to make the commitment that they are, I'm going to continue to make the commitment to get it done with them. So, you know, we're out to improve on last year and get better. I think the teams in the conference know that we're going to be there and battle with them. And respect that, and I think it's a matter of time till we get that figured out. But I have confidence that we will with the staff that we have in place.
Talking with John McBride, the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, here in our local link on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Cunningham's for the NCAA tournament, which is underway. And John, also kind of on a sad note, a gentleman that had meant so much to UNK in Don Briggs passed away here recently. Just maybe a comment on what he meant to UNK and a guy that has been here as long as we have been here.
Walking encyclopedia and just a true gentleman that was very well respected by people, not only just on a local level, but a national level. You know, he meant a lot to college sports. He meant a lot to the NAIA through its heydays. Just a great guy, a knowledgeable guy about sports and the history of UNK and Kearney State and Nebraska State Teachers College and all the history. So it was always neat to visit with Don. He was a very regular visitor. And quite frankly, we missed him the past few years where he wasn't able to get out and get around to the offices quite as much as he did before. But going to miss him. He was a true loper, and our condolences go out to the entire family. He had 12 brothers and sisters. I don't know if you knew that. So quite an extended family, and it was a nice service for him. And like I said, we're missed Don Briggs for sure.
John, I know that there's the Don Briggs Gallery, in the lower level at the Health and Sports Center. Is there discussions about maybe doing something else for Mr. B?
There have been discussions about that already. Probably a little premature, but I'm sure that some way, shape, or form, we will do that to honor his memory and all the time and efforts he put in here on behalf of this institution.
Well, John, I know we've got baseball and softball to get out to today, and you've had meetings this morning, and we always appreciate the time and your honesty here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll chat again soon. Enjoy the diamond sports today.
Can I hit a couple dates real quick, Doug, before I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a new Loper Color Stampede, a fun run that's presented by Midway, coming up on April the 7th at Dryden Park. It'll be a fun run followed by a picnic at the park and then watch some softball action, sort of replacing the Loper Women's Walk. And we've had 200-plus people already register, and we're hoping to get to about 350 to 400 people. Just go on our website, and there's a link of how to register. Also, if the golfers can mark the date, Monday, June 3rd is our annual Blue Gold Golf outing. It's at Kearney Country Club, Meadowlark Hills, and Awarri Dunes, so be looking for that information online and get registered for that event. And then the annual Division I Spring Volleyball Tournament, the Big Guns Invitational, is on April 20th, and the field includes Colorado, Creighton, Northern Colorado, and Wyoming. And people want to always make that a highlight event in the spring to see the Loper volleyball team take on the Division I folks.
Yeah, that's going to be great volleyball. It always has been. And, Colorado State, I mean, all those schools have done some good things. And, again, that's coming up on the 20th, and more info at lopers.com. Again, John, thanks for giving us some info there. I know we'll be looking forward to the Blue Gold as well. So we'll chat again soon. Have a great day.
Okay, you're coming out and see some baseball and softball today.
I already promised Damon that I was going to slide up there, so I'm looking forward to some baseball today. John, thanks so much for the time on our Loper Link here, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans. Again, UNK softball hosting Wayne State, baseball hosting Fort Hays State. The tennis teams are keeping busy. They take on Maryville, Missouri. They're on their spring break trip. Then they go to Missouri, St. Louis, Lindenwood, and Truman State this weekend. Last time out, they swept the Baker Wildcats in Baldwin City, Kansas. A couple of new volleyball players coming in. Tori Lee out of Omaha Duchesne. She is a outside hitter, and libero Katie Baumgartner out of Auburn, Kansas. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Head out to Las Vegas and talk to Mike Perenio at the Mandalay Bay, and we want you to come join us here at Cunningham's for lunch. Always a great lunch special. We have had good lunches every time we've been here the last couple of days. Outstanding. The Banger Burger was great on Monday.
You can't choose wrong.
Sandwiches, pizza, salads, burgers. The Juicy Lucy might be on the menu for me today. We'll take a break. Back with more live from Cunningham's and the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand, firmly, for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You should wake up to eggs you see, because they'll give you energy and they'll keep you fuller longer and might leave you feeling stronger. And did I mention vitamin D? If I didn't, shame on me. The incredible edible egg.
And with Easter coming too, there's so much that you can do. You can paint them, you can glue them, you can stick some stuff onto them. Once we made our egg belt with a little piece of felt, the incredible edible egg.
Learn more at facebook.com/incredible.
Are you ready for the madness?
The inbounds pass to Bettege, and that is it. The Lehigh Mountain Hawks have knocked off the tower of strength that is Duke.
The 2013 NCAA tournament is on the Dial Global Radio Network. All the excitement of March Madness is right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops today as we head up to 45 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see increasing cloudiness and a slight chance for snow showers late with a low of 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 27.
Doug and Danny show continues on from Cunningham's. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on this Wednesday as we just get prepared. You know, we're easing our way into the NCAA tournament, which will be going on at this time tomorrow. And we invite you to come on down and enjoy lunch today. Fill out your brackets from Cunningham's. They've got special prizes here at Cunningham's that they'll be giving away to their bracket winners, just like we do on our Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge brought to you by Bud Light. You can fill out your brackets. Make sure you do it today because the deadline is 7 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. And I'm guessing not a lot of you are going to roll out of bed and go, oh, I forgot my bracket. Get it done today. ESPNSuperstation.com. A 50-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliances, our grand prize, plus many other great gifts. We also want to remind you that Danger tickets are our ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day. The Danger will host the Wyoming Cavalry at the Heartland Event Center Friday night at 7 o'clock. $10 a pair. That's $5 a ticket, $10 a pair, and there's no limit. They're there until you're gone. If you want to go to the Danger, who is usually sold out, and you can save money by doing it, go to ShopWheelerDealer.com. ShopWheelerDealer.com. And we are ready to head out to Las Vegas and catch up with the great Mike Perenio again on the Doug and Daddy Show from Mandalay Bay. And I was looking at the website today. I don't know, once March Madness gets done, I think all that we're going to have left, Mike, is the Kentucky Derby and the Michael Jackson show that's going to get underway out there.
Yeah, that's probably bigger than March Madness for us out here. It's huge, huge deal for us to have a Cirque du Soleil show with Michael Jackson as a theme. It's been touring. It's a different show, but it's amazing. You'll hear construction over my roof here. They're building the sports book and the theater here. Construction's going on as we speak.
Well, that's always good progress. There's always progress going on in Las Vegas. And if we want to make an addition ourselves, maybe we can find a way to make a dime or two here on the NCAA basketball tournament. Major League Baseball is right around the corner. The Masters is out there as well. I'll let you pick direction of the non-basketball. What else is hot right now, Mike?
You know what? We've got, of course, March Madness. I've been busy moving furniture this morning, but March Madness will be busy for the next 2 weeks. And then we've got a fight here at the at Mandalay Bay at the on Saturday, March 30th, Brandon Rios versus Mike Alvarado. Last year, almost on everybody's opinion, HBO and Boxing Rec, that was the fight of the year last year. From the time the bell rang until the end, it was nonstop, whack 'em, smack 'em, and so we're excited to have that fight March 30th, and then we've got Ultimate Fighter finale live for the first time ever at Mandalay Bay April 13th. So there's never a shortage of things to do when you're at Mandalay Bay. Pool's open too, guys.
Hey, I rub that in.
I know a few people that are getting ready for that. I know some people that were just out at Mandalay Bay this last weekend and some more that are coming out this week out to Vegas. Let me just ask you point blank, Mike, and this is going to sound like a commercial probably for some folks. You guys always have like the coolest stuff. I mean, let's face it. You go out there and there's a variety of different things going on and everybody tries to get something what goes into getting all that great stuff, the boxing, the UFC, the shows that you guys get. I'm guessing you must have a staff working nonstop on that.
Yeah, you know, our staff's been here for a while, and they're great. And when you guys are out here, you know, if you go to some books, especially like March Madness, there's lines, and it's, you know, nobody knows where to go, what to do, and we pretty much keep it quick and simple, and so everyone gets bets in as long as the machines don't go down. But if that doesn't happen, we're pretty smooth, and it's just nice to work for a company that, like MGM Resorts in Mandalay Bay, we've got a president that's obviously doing things here with the Michael Jackson show. They're going to have a Cirque du Soleil nightclub with a Michael Jackson theme that's going to be hold 2,500 people. That opens this May, too. So, you know, we just keep adding stuff, and you really don't have to leave Mandalay Bay. It's a resort that once you're here, you don't ever go outside or leave unless you're at the pool.
Mike, with the bookmaking, the Super Bowl is always kind of like that holy grail. I know it's the biggest single event. March Madness isn't one single event. It's actually 67 games. Is it a bigger deal than even the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know, I actually get more requests for seating, and it's impossible to get it. But I tell people it's kind of funny when they ask for seats and they say, you know, I'm going to play 100,000 in sports this weekend, and I'm going, it's like Nebraska football tickets. It's got to be inherited, these seats, that the people have been coming so long. So, you know, it's just the March Madness is big. And the Super Bowl, you know, it's over. It doesn't start till 3:30 our time out here, and it's over. This one starts, people are getting seats at 1 o'clock in the morning before and sitting here until the game starts just so they can get seats. And it's, you know, it's 4 days, and especially the first 2 days, it's unbelievable. Amount of people just sitting here and getting excited. So my roof's about to come down on me, guys.
Well, if you quit talking, we'll know what happened. So Mike Perennio, Mandalay Bay, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's. Everybody wants to break down the brackets. It's different in Vegas the way you guys break down the brackets, but it looks to me that Indiana and Louisville are still at the top odds-wise, and the first non-one or two is Florida, which a lot of people are talking about. Give me your assessment of where the brackets are this year when you don't have a Kentucky or a true over-the-top number one seed as we've seen in the past.
Yeah, I mean, Louisville is actually the favorite now. Duke's close second. Kansas is third, and Georgetown. You know, I kind of like Louisville to advance and Kansas to advance. Those seem kind of obvious picks. I'm a big fan of this New Mexico team because I've seen them play UNLV a few times, and that seems to me like the West bracket's a little weaker than other brackets. They don't really have a lot of to compete with in that bracket. I don't think Gonzaga, even though they're number one, and that is as strong as people think. They just don't play the teams that other, you know, conferences do. And you got Arizona in there, Ohio State. But I think New Mexico is going to surprise and be in the Final Four against the Louisville. And I like Miami to win it all. That team at the beginning of the year was unbeatable. And, you know, every team goes through a lull. But they've got what it needs to win the tournament. They're top to bottom senior leadership. They've got it all. I like the Miami Hurricanes. And I tell people, it pains me to say that, being from Nebraska and hating Miami for so many years, but I got to go with what I think is going to happen, not who I like or don't like.
Do you see most of the action picking individual winners in games, doing the point spread, or do most people, when they pick the winner and they take those odds, is that the hot bet?
No, it's the daily, starting in the morning, cashing, rebetting, hopefully cashing, but... it's the individual games now. With all the options you have now, you can bet the first halves. A lot more people are doing that. The first halves, we've got props on the first to score 15 points in games is the most popular prop we have. People can watch the first, you know, 3-4 minutes and see if they win a bet on the first team to score 15 points. So and we've got that on every game, and it's kind of a fun bet to have. But it's the individual games nonstop and betting over and over and over again. And that's why the lines get so long. Games are going and starting and going and starting, and they're staggered kind of even more this year than before. And that's what leads to the big lines.
Yeah, that first to 15, that was really fun unless you have your teams up 11-2 and they don't get there first. Mike Perenio joins us from the Mandalay Bay, talking a little NCAA basketball. He's told us about some of the favorites. He's told us that he kind of likes Miami out there. You got a sleeper for us, Mike? I mean, that's what's so tough. And I don't mean to win the national championship, but in this opening round, is there a team or two you like?
You know, like I said, I think New Mexico, I don't think a lot of people, at least that aren't, you know, in this part of the country, realize how good a team they have. They have the former coach of UNLV out there. And I've watched some of their games, and they've got some unbelievable athletes on that New Mexico team. I don't think a lot of people think they're going to, you know, do a advance, and I think they have a huge chance to get to the Final Four. You know, there's upsets every year in the first round, second round. But, you know, if you notice, by the end of the time you get to the Final Four, there's usually maybe a Butler, which isn't an upset anymore, and I don't think they're going to go. I actually think Bucknell might knock off Butler in the first round. But there's not a lot of teams that that surprise when you get down to the Final Four, usually. The cream comes to the top on these, eventually in these brackets. But if you're going to get an upset the first and second rounds, some of these teams that are surprises. And I think that's a team. Georgetown looks good to me, too, coming in that KU bracket. But a team like Bucknell, I think, has a shot to beat Butler because everybody's on the Butler wagon from the last few years. And Bucknell's got a good team with senior leadership. But, those are the kind of teams you got to look for. You're not going to see very often a 1 lose to a 16 or even a 2 to a 15. But you get in between there, there's some upsets that you got to kind of look for. And they're not the easiest to find because there's only a few of them, but when you see them, they you know, it wakes you up and go, wow, how'd that happen? And, I think Iowa State can upset Notre Dame, although since Notre Dame's a 7 seed compared to a 10 for Iowa State. But I'd say in the first round, the best chance, in my opinion, would be someone like Bucknell upsetting Butler. But those are tough tasks for anybody.
Mike, has there been a game or two that has seen a significant movement of the line since the opening line came out?
You know what? Not too much. I mean, most of the betting is going to start today and this afternoon late. So they've kept over-unders have moved quite a bit, but those are moved with small bets. We tend to move totals pretty quickly, and there's been some totals that have moved quite a bit, but it's probably because we put out, you know, some bad numbers to start with. It's hard to have numbers on every game that's exactly right, but we get a lot of the smart money bets on us early, and we see other places that are getting bet, and so we can move the odds pretty quickly. And by today, they're pretty much set. There'll be some movements, but it's pretty much not going to happen until they start betting in earnest today and even tomorrow morning.
Mike, when I always look at the bracket, I've always looked for those 11-6 matchups, those 12-5 games. I think those are the ones that everybody's kind of looking for that upset, and you kind of mentioned a few names in there as well as those 8-9 games. Is there like a seeding matchup, a kind of a pair in there that seems to get more interest in that first round as people are betting?
You know what? The big teams always get a lot of, you know, a lot of action, and we get since we tend to be in close vicinity to the you know, West Coast teams, we get a lot of people in here betting West Coast teams. There's not as many people that come out for the tournament from the East Coast. It's just a long trip, and it's a hard 4 days to be here for 4 days unless you plan your vacations around it, and then you got to make sure you have extra vacation because the wife's going to be kind of mad you took your vacation to go to Vegas to do the NCAA tournament. But we get a lot of action. Teams like Arizona, UCLA, USC, same thing in the colleges. We tend to get more action on the teams out here in California because we have such a high drive-through ratio of people coming, just driving into town for a day or two or even just to bet and leave.
Well, Mike, I think I talked over you there. I apologize for that. But anything else the folks need to know? Because I know it won't be long before we're chatting again about the Kentucky Derby.
No, yeah. It's fun to watch these Derby horses already. But we're just trying to get through this first week of March Madness. And we did get I have people stop by on your show all the time. Like you said, they stopped by last week, and they always introduce themselves and say they're fans of your show. And that happens all the time. It's amazing. And we appreciate all the listeners coming by and saying hi And hopefully they'll keep coming out, because by the end of this May or so, we're going to be a completely different hotel with all these new additions. And we're really excited to get going with having nightclubs and shows that are brand new. And people, like I said, are going to love it here. Fights, UFC, and the concerts. You know, we just had Alicia Keys. We have Rihanna coming up. So there's really nowhere to you have to go but other than Mandalay Bay when you're here.
Boy, Rihanna, speaking of boxing. Anyway, yeah, I know. I had to. Mike, thanks so much for the time. Don't let the roof fall on you. Maybe go lifeguard today. It'll be safer outside.
I'm wearing a hard hat in my office with my suit. So.
As always, Mike, appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Mike Peretti, thanks, Mike. And me, Doug Duda, and Randy Bushcutter, live from Cunningham's. Again, folks, if you're new to our program, or you haven't heard Mike on before, he is a Nebraska boy, grew up in Lincoln, went to Southeast. Frank Solich was his football coach when he was at Southeast, and he's just a great guy. You can go to MandalayBay.com, click on the Race and Sportsbook. He's got an email. He's got his photo up there. You'll know what he looks like. If you're going out to Vegas, check out the Mandalay Bay. Even if that doesn't happen to be the place you stay the whole time, check it out, because Mike does a great job, and, of course, they take care. They love the horse racing fans out there. It's a great book. It's very nice, and he is always taking care of the Nebraska folks. Just say you heard him on the Doug and Daddy Show, and he's going
to show you a little love.
Yeah, he's gonna take care of you a little bit. So we appreciate Mike, as always, joining us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, which all week is located here at Cunningham's during basketball. Great food and drink specials, including $11 buckets. They've got extended happy hour, which is very important, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. when the tournament games will be going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come in and enjoy a great lunch or an appetizer in the afternoon, or a great meal in the evening, or just stay here all day and eat two or three times.
You can even start working your way into this basketball thing watching the NIT games here tonight.
Oh, there's so much.
You can ease into that.
There is, yeah. You can watch the two, and there's so many televisions, including the 10-foot projection screen that every game is on here at Cunningham's. We're going to talk a little wrestling with Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning. We also want to remind you that if you are a big-time fan of the Nebraska Danger and want to pick up a pair of tickets for only $10, maybe you want to pick up four tickets for $20, we have them available for Friday night's game on our website at shopwheelerdealer.com. Shopwheelerdealer.com. That is our deal of the day. And we will be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and eight flavors of real New York style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Tags are annoying. So at Hanes, we got rid of them. After making it look so easy, people have asked us to help get rid of other annoying things. But sorry, no. We cannot help you get rid of the intentional walk in baseball, reality shows that take place in bridal salons, rain delays, replacement referees, on a related note, bad sports calls. But we can help you get rid of annoying tags, because we already did with our tagless t-shirts and underwear. Hanes, go tagless.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops today as we head up to 45 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see increasing cloudiness and a slight chance for snow showers late with a low of 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 27.
For your life, you're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you work.
Doug and Danny Show NCAA Tournament Week back at Cunningham's here all week. This is the hump day, and tomorrow NCAA basketball, and we've got it all for you. Every game right here on ESPN Radio starting tomorrow after the Doug and Daddy Show from Cunningham's, where we are in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And you can go online to thinkmidway.com. How about a town and country? If you're looking to move around in style, up to $4,000 back from the manufacturer. And when we talk about this, it's not just going out there and then you take that off the hassle-free, folks. You are seeing the great deals and what Andy and the sales folks are always telling us here on the Doug and Daddy Show and always telling their customers, go ahead, compare, and it's just kind of a waste of time because you are going to find out that the hassle-free price at the Midway Auto Dealerships is going to be the best price you can find. Town and Country's, the Dodge Avengers are in, starting at under $20,000. And how about the Chevrolet Spark? If you're looking for an economical new car, they start at under $14,000 for the 2013 Chevrolet Spark. They're giving away things as well. Storm hockey tickets. They're home this weekend. Check their Facebook page at Facebook/ThinkMidway. And, of course, if you go to Midway.com, you can find their Facebook as well. They're going to be giving away Storm hockey tickets this week. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Midway, it's a better way. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and thinkmidway.com. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, just saying there's some stuff to do this weekend. I mean, you could in Grand Island, you got the football game. You got the storm in town here in Kearney. So there's some good stuff out there. A lot of times this time of year, there isn't a whole lot going on. There certainly is this weekend.
Yeah, and we talked about the price for danger tickets down to $10 a pair at shopwheelerdealer.com. We're going to give you a chance momentarily to win a pair of tickets to the danger game against Wyoming. Mark on the Dent Popper inbox here says, the real question about the picks is how far does Coach Day have the Irish going, who was our co-host again yesterday. Now, of course, the coaches can't fill out brackets because it's against Rick Neuheisel's rules. And
which is what everybody always did. You got to think a lot of those coaches have a bracket somewhere, but they shall not speak of it.
Notre Dame got trumped by Indiana. See, that's his home, and he took Indiana to cut down the nets. Now, I'm sure he would love to see Notre Dame come out of nowhere and have an Indiana-Notre Dame final.
They don't have to wear those uniforms, do they? Oh, they can wear something
more. One of the guys went off on that.
They're just obnoxious.
Speaking
just obnoxious.
Of obnoxious and Irish, this is from Irish Ken. After listening to Freddie Coleman, I do believe he is not a fan of Duke basketball. I really enjoy his program. In addition to being funny, he is so professional and knowledgeable. Wish he could replace Cowherd.
Ooh.
Irish Ken has never been a Colin Cowherd fan.
And by the way, Mike Perennio, who did he have being pretty good and in the tournament? Oh yeah, the two teams I picked to win. They're my picks in our pool. I got New Mexico winning the whole deal. I got Miami in there, and he got a lot of love. I got a lot of love, Mike Perennial. Got a lot of love. Just saying, you poo-pooed it. I got a lot of love from a professional bookmaker. Thank you Thank you very much.
Here's the
thank you.
Here's what you can expect. Tip off tomorrow night for New Mexico Harvard is at 8:50. So at approximately 10:50, I will assume there will be a text or a phone call between the two of us, because I would just love to see Harvard pull the first round upset.
Yeah, that's gonna
that
happen.
That would be awesome.
That's not gonna happen. Of course, but Princeton a decade or two decades ago pulled off an upset.
It's not
and
the
we're
same.
Done. And it's not the same.
Folks, tomorrow with the women's tournament going on, we will catch up with the Huskers' Jordan Hooper on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. And believe it or not, baseball season is right around the corner. We're going to hook up with our folks at RotoWire. If you've got any fantasy baseball questions for your upcoming draft, we will pose those to our crew from RotoWire on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. When we come back, we're going to talk wrestling. Husker coach Mark Manning joins us here at Cunningham's after this.
30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Picking up 50 grand in prize money isn't easy, but it's a great excuse to listen to and watch NCAA basketball. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Bud Light 50K brackets are back. Just click on the link at ESPNSuperstation.com to get connected to a bracket. Pick 60 or more and you win 50K.
This is amazing.
Pick 57 and you win $5,000. Pick at least 55, win $500. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for complete details.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, live at Cunningham's. Come on in and enjoy lunch today. Great lunch specials every single day. Get anything you want off the menu. Maybe you just want an appetizer. Can't go wrong with the Journal Bites. Love the personal-sized pizza. You can get one for the whole gang, though, if you're coming over for work. It's beautiful in here. Watch anything you want on television. Catch up on ESPN. Catch up on the sports. They might even have a couple of other things up here for you as well at Cunningham's, watching your basketball, as we will be back again tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And farmers, now's the time to beat the heat with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. Get it in your field for 2013. Maximize your production when dry conditions like last year hit your field. It's the best water distribution covering your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your local T&L dealer today. They're all over the state of Nebraska. If you need to find out, maybe you've just moved up. Maybe you're taking over the dad's ranch. Maybe you've been out of town for a while. Maybe you need to upgrade. T&L is the place to be. TLIRR.com will let you know where your local T&L dealer is. TLIRR.com, worldwide headquarters in Hastings, Nebraska. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology. It works and is easier on you for a lifetime. And we are so pleased to be talking a lot of basketball, but that's not the only sport that's going on.
No, there's some big doings. Not only did Nebraska, the UNK do very, very well in wrestling, but time now to spread the light a little bit on the Husker wrestling program as well.
Yeah, the Division I National Championships get underway tomorrow at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Seven Nebraska wrestlers are headed to Des Moines, along with the coaching staff, of course, and include a run here in our backyard, Austin Wilson. And let's talk about those seven wrestlers with head coach of the Nebraska wrestling team. Mark Manning joins us, Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, great to catch up with you again. How's everybody feeling?
Hey, guys, it's Jeff back in the studio. We don't got Mark yet, so keep on talking.
Let's do the other thing.
I hear all these voices in my head.
And some of them, and some of them are other people.
And that was such a hell of an intro, too. I just
some of them are even other people.
But seven Husker wrestlers are headed, with Austin Wilson being an addition to the field. All-American James Green making his second appearance at 157 pounds. He was the runner-up at the Big Ten Championship. Robert Kokish is also a number four seed. He'll take on Pennsylvania's Ian Korb in the first round. Josh Eden making his fourth NCAA appearance. He kind of had a rough go last season, and he is an eighth seed after a fourth-place finish at the Big Ten Championships. The thing about this, Randy, is a lot of these wrestlers that are tops in the field in the country are tops in the field in the Big Ten.
Well, it is one of the premier – there's been a lot of talk about the Big Ten is the premier basketball conference in the country this year, with Iowa in there and those other schools. The Big Ten is outstanding in wrestling as well, year in and year out.
Three Huskers earned at-large berths in Ridge Kelly, Austin Wilson, and Caleb Cole. And last year at the NCAA championships, Nebraska tied for 21st with 28 total points. Eight Huskers qualified for the tournament, and this year seven have made it in, and some of the perennial powers are still – battling for that national championship spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always great wrestling. And the Big Ten Network does a nice job of covering a lot of that stuff, too. There's been a lot of wrestling on over the last few months, if you go out there and look for it. And it is an exciting, exciting bit of television if you get a chance to watch it. Folks, or in person. Obviously, it's a lot better in person.
Yeah, I know some folks that are headed out to Des Moines. Yeah. The wrestling crazies are headed out there. While we wait to catch up with Coach Manning, let's remind you of our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Which team was the biggest snub from this year's NCAA tournament? This is funny because 37% said Kentucky, and maybe they were. 32% said Maryland. Which 12 seed has the best chance of upsetting a 5 seed? That is our poll question today on the Midtown Mark Cooler question. Do you take Oregon over Oklahoma State, Akron over VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, Ole Miss over Wisconsin, or Cal over UNLV? I think the national consensus from opening day has been Oregon. Randy, what do you think?
I kind of went with Cal because Cal is playing essentially on their home court in a rematch of a game earlier. And I think that's going to maybe throw UNLV off. And Cal's essentially playing only about 30, 35 miles away from their home arena. So they'll have a pretty good crowd for that. So I think they've got the best shot. But too much attention has gone to Oregon. I think Oklahoma State will be ready for it.
Well, if I don't believe Mike Perenio and I think that New Mexico and UNLV are going out early, I think Cal's got a shot. We'll see. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. And now we're ready to chat with the head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, we welcome back to the program head coach of the Huskers, Mark Manning, as they get ready to head to the national tournament. Mark, thanks so much for the time. How's the team feeling?
Well, thanks. It's appreciate it's a pleasure being on, and thanks for having us on during championship week.
The Big Ten, since most of the studs in the nation are in the Big Ten, that's probably the best way to prepare for the national tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, guys. It's the Big Ten is a loaded conference, obviously in a lot of sports, and definitely for wrestling. You know, it's. You know, I look at, I told some people this week, I look at the NCAA brackets when we get them, and it's not as scary as it used to be. When you come from the Big Ten, it's like that Big Ten tournament really prepares you. It's almost like a mini nationals, and in some ways maybe even tougher because it's more condensed. But it's a great conference to be in, and it really prepares our guys for this weekend.
Mark, explain. There's a lot of high school wrestling fans around here, and it's every level is a little bit different. Explain to the fans, just the general, I want to root for Nebraska fans, how these three gentlemen get at-large bids and what that really means.
Well, real at-large bids are really based on the performance for the year, and it's a lot like they took the same formula from the NCAA basketball tournament and just copied it for wrestling, and so basically the strength of your schedule and wins against quality opponents. You know, I know in basketball, I think they go by, you know, wins in the top 50, top 100, you know, top 20. And same thing in wrestling, they go off a top 30. So if you're ranked in the top 30 and you got quality wins, and guys like Ridge Kiley and Austin Wilson, Caleb Cove, all had four or five quality wins over the field, which means guys that automatically qualified for the NCAA tournament in their weight respective weight class. So that just shows a testament that our guys are worthy of those postseason bids. And we're just happy they got in, and maybe not so much off the Big Ten tournament performance, but the from November till March, they earned it through the effort they did, week in and week out, not only in the Big Ten schedule, but our regular season schedule.
Well, Coach Mark Manning's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, being here in the Tri-Cities, the Hastings folks want to know a little bit more about Austin Wilson. He's got a Missouri kid in the first round. Just kind of update us on the way his season ended and what you're expecting for him this weekend.
Well, I think Austin, a lot like a lot of freshmen, you have a lot of ups and downs, and you learn because you've never faced this, the week in and week out stiff competition like Austin was faced. But he has come through like a champ. He's, one of the great qualities Austin has is he just has the ability to bounce back, keep a great attitude, and hold himself together. He doesn't, get too low. And so, that's an innate ability that, a young man either has or he doesn't, and Austin is blessed with it. His folks did a great job raising him. He's very resilient, and he's really had some really great practices. Once he knew he got in to the NCAA tournament, and he's really, he's got a renewed spirit, renewed mindset about himself, and he's excited for this tournament, and rightly so.
Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another minute as the Division I championships begin tomorrow in Des Moines. Robert Kokish and James Green, the highest seeded and highest rated wrestlers. What are you expecting there? What are the chances, and what do their brackets look like? I think that's what fans always want to know about.
Yeah, the brackets really set up very well for both those guys, and it's all really about tomorrow, and we really break down the tournament. It's a three-day tournament, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and really they're going to face their first two opponents on Thursday. It's all about, just going out there and take care of business the first day. You can't get too far ahead of yourself. I looked in the USA Today, and, would they say something about the NCAA basketball tournament if the brackets completely, win as called for right now on the seedings, it's 9.2 trillion or something like this, the odds of that. And same thing in the NCAA wrestling tournament. It's not going to go, the fourth seed's not always going to beat the fifth seed. The number one seed's not always going to end up in the finals. So you just got to take care of business and really keep our guys, focused on, what they have to do. And so, James and Robert are both posed for great tournaments, and it's just a fun time of the year.
And Mark, with it being in Iowa, which is kind of the holy grail, I guess, of wrestling when it comes to collegiate wrestling in the United States, what are you expecting goal wise from your team, and who do you like to win the team title this weekend?
Well, I think Penn State definitely is a heavy favorite. But I wouldn't count out Iowa because it's here in Des Moines. They're going to, try to get a lot of momentum going through their team performances and really feed off the crowd. There's going to be a lot of black and gold up there. So it's going to be a great environment. The Penn State, in my opinion, is probably the heavy favorite. But funny things can happen, and there's Minnesota's got a really good team too, and upset here or there can really catapult a team forward. But for us, we're just worried about making sure we take care of our business tomorrow. And I really think these guys can really have a great tournament. We're poised for a top 10 finish. And we do well, really well. We're going to finish higher than top 10. So. We're excited because I really think this team, hasn't wrestled their best collectively as a group. And, These guys got a good mindset going into it. We're ready to roll.
And Coach, last question before we let you go. The emotions, I think, have settled since the Olympic decision was made about dropping wrestling in 2020 and the outcry from around the world to make sure that that doesn't happen. Now that the, not so much the dust has settled, but the emotions have settled maybe a little bit, do you feel comfortable that all the efforts out there are going to be successful in the near future to make sure that when they vote on that again here, that Olympic wrestling will still stand the test of time?
Yeah, I really do. That's a great question. I really think the wrestling world, not just in U.S., but the wrestling world has really come together, you know, based on a really, you know, kind of a negative, you know, outcome from the IOC. But I know a number of people have already met with the president of the IOC, and wrestling has already got together a plan worldwide. You know, the Iranians and Russians and Turks have already came together, along with a number of popular American wrestlers, and Jim and Bill Shear, former Husker national champions. They're both very involved in trying to get this turned around, and I think there's going to be a lot of positives. You know, we just had poor leadership from our international leadership, and that gentleman resigned about 3 days after the announcement came out. So I just think we have, you know, we're going to have new leadership, and we have a new kind of relationship building with the IOC members. And so I just think there was a lot of entitlement and poor leadership from the top of wrestling worldwide. So I think there's been a lot of moves already made. You know, they're going to have some meetings in May and then the final decision in September. So hoping for a great outcome, and I really feel positive about that happening.
Well, Mark, we always appreciate chatting wrestling with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time right before the national championships. Best of luck all weekend long.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Take care. Mark Manning, head coach, Nebraska wrestling team, as they head in to the national tournament. They've been in the top 20 all season long, and they don't have a Jordan Burroughs on this year's team, Randy.
No.
But they've got a Kokish, they've got a Green. My gut is they're going to have a handful of All-Americans, and by that you finish in the top eight, and they've got four of their seven, or three of their seven that are seated in the top eight, along with Josh Eden. I think you're going to see some All-Americans, at least those three. I get this gut feeling one of them's going to do something crazy.
You can catch lightning in a bottle. Again, you have that opportunity where you catch somebody just at the right time. Maybe you're trailing in a match and you get the pin because, you know, they're making a mistake in there. That's one of the things that's great about it. And it's also great about the at-large, because maybe you didn't do so well qualifying, but your body of work throughout the course of the year is going to allow you to get in, and that you're always going to be wrestling against somebody that's going to be awfully good there. There's going to be tremendous quality there. You catch lightning in a bottle, you get hot. Good things can happen for you very quickly.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Gooden, Randy Bushcutter. We're about ready to wrap things up here live at Cunningham's, day 3 of 5 of the NCAA tournament. But as we go into our last break, let's give away a pair of Nebraska Danger tickets. They're welcoming in the Wyoming. This is the key here. Wyoming Cavalry, Friday night, 7:00. Wyoming won in the CBI last night, Randy. Basketball, a buzzer beater.
By the way, that is a great basketball environment. I would love to watch a basketball game at Wyoming. It is a neat barn.
And folks, if you would like to win a pair of Danger tickets, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who did the Wyoming men's basketball team beat last night at the buzzer? First correct answer gets some Danger tickets. We'll be right back.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
You should wake up to eggs you see, because they'll give you energy and they'll keep you fuller longer and might leave you feeling stronger. And did I mention vitamin D? If I didn't, shame on me. The incredible edible egg.
And with Easter coming too, there's so much that you can do. You can paint them, you can glue them, you can stick some stuff onto them. Once we made our egg a belt with a little piece of felt, the incredible edible egg.
Learn more at facebook.com/incredible.
Picking up 50 grand in prize money isn't easy, but it's a great excuse to listen to and watch NCAA basketball. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Bud Light 50K brackets are back. Just click on the link at ESPNSuperstation.com to get connected to a bracket. Pick 60 or more and you win 50K.
This is amazing.
Pick 57 and you win $5,000. Pick at least 55, win $500. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. For complete detail.
Sunshine develops today as we head up to 45 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see increasing cloudiness and a slight chance for snow showers late with a low of 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 27.
Up our Wednesday edition. Congratulations to Michael in Kearney. He knew that the Wyoming, and I don't know why, he knew that the Wyoming men's basketball team beat Lehigh at the buzzer last night.
He can be a Cowboy fan.
The CBI.
I doubt he's a Lehigh fan.
He's got our danger tickets. We've also had danger tickets on our Facebook page, so a chance there. But if you can't win the tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show, get them for $10 a pair for Friday night's game today online, shopwheelerdealer.com. shopwheelerdealer.com. It's our deal of the day. $10 a pair, no limit. You can get however many pairs are left for the Nebraska Danger game tonight. And folks, the most important thing, get your bracket filled out. Big Dally's Deli, Prairie Hills, Cunningham's, and of course the grand prize 50-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and Electronics to the Doug and Daddy Bracket Buster winner, or however you want to talk about it. It's free. It's at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Bud Light. Somebody could win as much as $50,000. I really think someday somebody's going to clip us for $5,000. That's
doable.
That could happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you got to get a few breaks going your way for that to happen. But we get so many entries that just the order, just the odds of it are going to be, somebody's going to do it.
Well, they are keeping busy here at Cunningham's. You can fill out their bracket here. Yep. Everybody's got a bracket. You got a chance to win multiple prizes, or the best part is if you fill out enough of them, you might win one of them.
That's my theory.
Somebody's going to win them all.
You have a bracket. Do you have a bracket that you love, and that's your bracket? That's fine. Submit many, love one. When it comes to brackets, submit many, love one.
Yes, I am with Golic on this one. I am not a one-bracket guy.
No. I've changed things up a little bit. I mentioned the one that I've entered into our contest. I can't win anything, but the one I entered, where I did not have a single number one seed, I just did one. It makes sense that I got three of the four number ones going to the Final Four.
I have put one, mine, online. It's not the official one, though. It's not the official one because I think I'm going to go in and do a little bit of editing. But I do have one up online, and you should, too, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Couple of sports notes before we get out of here. One for the golfers out there. Tom Watson says he's not going to take four captain's picks for the Ryder Cup. He's going to make 9 qualifiers and 3. Again, that was the huge thing. Paul Azinger was saying, well, you forced our hand here. We don't get to have the world's best or the U.S.'s best team. I want just a top 8, and then I'll pick 4. And that seemed to work out okay, so we'll see how that works. It became official this morning. Creighton, Butler, Xavier joining the so-called Catholic 7 to form the new Big East in basketball. And we've all said it's going to be cool to see all these new teams come into Omaha.
It's going to be awesome. Who would you rather watch, Georgetown or Illinois State? No offense. But, I mean, those are some of the premier programs in the country, and that'll be awfully nice to have that in Nebraska. Just think about the basketball in the state of Nebraska now. With the Big East coming in and playing in Omaha, and the Big Ten, which has some pretty good basketball schools in there, coming in and playing at Lincoln.
All that's missing is getting Kansas to play a home and away series every year between Nebraska and Kansas. That's all that would be missing right now.
And it's that time of the year, and we've already talked about a few, but the high school coaches that are going to end their coaching or change their coaching or do something different. We just found out earlier this week, Bob Braithwaite is going to step down at Arapahoe with boys basketball. And just today, Don Lease at Kearney Catholic is stepping down 21 years. Now, he took 1 year off there where he was going to stop coaching because he didn't really want to coach his boys. And Tom Schlechta took over, and then Coach Schlechta got the job over at Hastings, and they moved the family over there, so Coach Lease took it back over. But it's been 21 years. They won it all in 2004. This year they won their first 21 games, made it into the state tournament. So Coach Lease stepping down, and now they have to go through the process of hiring the new coach there. Ryan Mahoney is the new track and field and cross-country coach at Hastings College. Nebraska baseball, at the eighth-ranked team in the country, they walk in the winning run in the bottom of the 11th inning last night, lose 8-7. The teams play again tonight on 12:30 KHAS. UNK, we already told you, baseball and softball both home today. Tri-City Storm lost 7-4 at Sioux City, so they're going to take another crack at Sioux, only it's going to be Sioux Falls tonight, 7:05 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And that's going to wrap it up. Jeffrey or Randy, anything else?
A lot of fun watching a little soccer yesterday in snow for a brief period of time, in bright sunshine for a brief period of time, and under some windy, cloudy conditions for a period of time. Sounds like spring sports schedule somewhere in Nebraska.
And right here at Cunningham's, you can sit by the big, spacious windows up front, catch a little sun, or you can sit in the back and enjoy just a very controlled environment and watch your favorite sports. Come out, enjoy the NCAA, all the basketball, all that's going on, sports world, here at Cunningham's Journal. And tomorrow, it all begins. We will give you our official bracket on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. We'll talk a little fantasy baseball with the gang at RotoWire. We'll also catch up with Nebraska standout Jordan Hooper among our guests tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank today's guest, UNK Athletic Director John McBride, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, and Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning. We'll see you tomorrow, Randall.
All right. Thanks.
For Randy Bushketter, I'm Doug Duda. Get those brackets in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.